obviously our first grade was, you know, I had one of the best of the playoffs so far, but you know, we had only two shots or maybe four, I'm not sure, but you know, we a lot of zone time, didn't give much ice, didn't turn pucks over, but in the second we were going to push, we turned some pucks over, our gaps were good, they had some rushes and some chances, but I think really fed up having a good start in the first and second. Obviously we were coming up here and did a great job with Ken. He had some zone time, but it was all the outside, and when they got inside, it asked him to save.
You've seen Cali do this more than most hits on the team in the playoffs, blocking all those pucks. How does he physically find a way to race his game for postseason?
That's the style of game he plays. He's been doing it for a long time, and obviously playoffs, everything gets to a higher level. He's bringing it for us right now. Really feeding off that line's energy for sure. Cooney, Seti, and him. We can't say enough about those guys, what they create for us, the time and space, and every time their team touches the puck, they're going to finish them, and that's always something good to see. And chipping a couple of goals tonight, that's huge for us.
Dan, talk about the final 90 seconds, the frantic pace, your block on Ovechkin's shot.
It's a good thing we're in that position because obviously we're up in the game, but maybe we got to find a way to maybe put a little more pressure on them when they got the puck on the outside. It's bad ice, it might be bouncing, but you give those guys some time. We're kind of compacted, which is good, but they got a lot of one-timers up there making good plays. And, they went up to Carlson. We had a good shot lane there, and I just knew, obviously, that's their best player. And just going to go there and just got lucky, got in the lane, and hit me right in the behind.
How do you even hold him, Ovi, to his first shot on goal late into the third period?
Well, I think it starts with Seti's line there. They're doing a good job of them, finishing checks, and our Dean, Mac and Strahl stayed up in their face, and you give those guys time. Like I said, they're going to make great plays, and they're great players, and when they have to make their plays rushed and under duress, and there's no ice out there, it's hard for anyone, and that's what we got to do for a full 60, and obviously we're very happy with the win tonight.
Danny, you know they're going to come with everything they got.
Definitely. I think they really showed us in the second and third. They played a great game, and what they got, some of us what we gave them, but they also earned some chances themselves. And I think if we could just make them play 200 feet through all our five guys, and we'll be okay.
Sorry if you already answered this question, but the first goal early on really set the tone for you guys. Just how big was that to start off with that big of a start?
Obviously that's huge at home. First game one and two, we struggled. There's no secret, but. I think to get that goal right away gave us a lot of confidence, and it was fed off that line all night for us.
And for those of us who don't know, what does it feel like when you absorb a shot from Ovechkin?
Luckily, like I said, it hit me right in the cheek. I don't know if I can say
that.
A little patty in there. It's just that thing in the game. Like you gotta block that shot. Obviously he. He got loose on the first one, and knowing where it's going to Carlson, I know he's going to go over there and just right place, right time, and at that this time of year, you got to eat those.
Sorry to insert this already, but first time the series that the home team's actually won, how did you guys figure out the recipe for that?
Well, I think it was all from the start. We had gave us a lot of confidence, and we knew games one and two were very that was not us at all. We were a lot better than that at home the first two series, and. So we knew it was only a matter of time until we figured out, what's going on. And like I said, that first goal was huge for us, and the first goal in the second period right away, too. It gave us a lot of momentum from there.
Was that defensive performance, was that reminiscent of how you guys closed out the Boston series?
I think so. At the same time, I think when, you're up three in the second, you want to be, aggressive, but it's always like right there where you don't want to take a chance and, make a skill play. But no matter what happens, we got to still be up. If we have a play to make it, but if not, we got to get that puck all the way behind their goal line and make them play a 200-foot game. And when we're doing that, we're successful. When we're, they're playing three-quarter ice, half ice, they're a very good team.
Dan, you look back at the Cali goal. That was one that got reviewed. Big swing goal there.
Yeah, definitely. That's huge. Start both first, second period like that. Obviously, that's good. That's good. A lot of confidence going into the rest of the period, and I really didn't see what happened. I saw Strahl sitting in there. I didn't know what exactly where it hit Cali or whatever, but I think that was a really big goal for us going into the second.
What's the message now for this team going into Game 6 now, and you can lock up a trip to the Stanley Cup Final?
Well, I think we need to, what we did in the first period, we need to continue that for a full 60. We know they're going to throw everything they have at us. Their lives are on the line.
we need to match it or exceed their intensity come the start of game six.
You see them as a wounded team. Obviously, they came out probably as flat as they've been in this series.
Well, you know, obviously they didn't have a great start, but you know, we expect their best come, you know, the first shift, game six, and like I said, we need to be ready, and we got to play a full 60 like we did the first period tonight.
You guys had all the odds and the numbers kind of against you after dropping games one and two. Just what does it say about the confidence this team has had in themselves and the resiliency to do what you did tonight?
I think it says a lot about our team. You know, obviously, with the leadership group we have here, we're very satisfied with the first two games. We knew we could have had a better result and put ourselves in a better position, but you know, we go into a tough building in Washington, you know, pull out two. Come home to, you know, great fan base here. You know, got us going right away. That first goal gave us a lot of momentum, and you know, we really need this one here at home, and you know, set ourselves up for you know, a chance to play for the big prize.
What did you like the best about the last guys playing tonight?
I couldn't hear you. He was yelling.
Yeah, he's too loud, isn't he? What did you like the best about the way you guys performed as a team tonight?
I think we did a really good job. You know, keeping the outside. You know, blocking shots, defending. You know, could have done a little better job of making sure we got pucks deep in the neutral zone, but for the most part, that was a really solid game, and just got to, you know, build on game six.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Anytime.